drinks at the bar, Chelo is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit ChelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper today issued a statement regarding a cameo video he made that FanDuel sent to a VIP bettor who was $1.5 million in debt. Harper said in part, quote, "FanDuel put its own logo on the video and used it as a gambling promotion. I did not consent to it," unquote. In the NFL, Los Angeles Rams receiver Devontae Adams posted a picture on his IG stories of himself and presently retired star defensive lineman Aaron Donald with the caption, "My brudda," leading to further speculation about Donald possibly coming out of retirement. Speaking of IG, MMA fighter Conor McGregor announced on Instagram today that he'll have surgery on his right knee and plans to fight again. McGregor injured his knee during the first round of Saturday's loss to Max Holloway at UFC 329.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, as the New World screwworm expands into the U.S. from Mexico, California's pest exclusion leaders have already developed a response plan that includes trapping and education. The flesh-eating parasite, which was confirmed in more than two dozen cases in Texas, has yet to be found in California. But Alec Gary, UC Riverside veterinary professor and extension specialist, says producers should be prepared for the pest's potential arrival through identification and prevention. An agreement announced by John Deere and the Federal Trade Commission ensures farmers and ranchers will now have access to the diagnostic and repair tools that help them and independent technicians maintain and repair John Deere equipment. Deere claims the agreement reinforces its continued innovation towards more flexible repair options. Deere Vice President Denver Caldwell says this is good news for our customers and for the future of how Deere equipment is supported. Well, the USDA is expanding emergency crop insurance relief for apple growers hit by April freezes in Maryland, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. The risk management agency is allowing approved insurance providers to finalize certain crop insurance claims before growers finish harvesting or marketing damaged apples. The change gives producers more flexibility to decide whether fruit should be sold fresh, sent to processing, or handled another way.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's agribusiness.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing ground on flaring Iran tensions, with AI stocks selling off as investors question if the AI trade has more room to run. The price of oil is jumping as Iran tensions escalate, with West Texas Intermediate crude topping $76 a barrel. Tech is the worst performing sector, with memory chip stocks selling off, extending their recent pullback. The resumption of hostilities in the Middle East is reviving inflation worries, just as the market is slated to receive two key inflation reports this week, the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said today he will monitor upcoming inflation data to determine if interest rate hikes are needed. Waller expressing concerns that elevated core inflation could make it difficult to return inflation to the central bank's 2% goal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
The judge said, roll out the barrel, and the brewer was faced with a dilemma. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
If you made a product that could only be shipped long distances under refrigeration, but refrigeration wasn't always available, thus risking spoilage and the disappointment and even ire of your customers, you might want to restrict the sale of your product to an area where you could be sure it would be delivered in top condition, right? Wrong, said a federal district judge recently, in ruling that the Adolph Coors Company of Colorado could no longer limit the geographical territory in which its beer is distributed. Now keep in mind that beer is a perishable commodity. It has a shelf life of about 3 months before the flavor begins to deteriorate in the bottle and its quality goes downhill. Most brewers mark the shelf life dates of their product in one way or another on six packs and on cases. Some even send their salesmen around to the stores to remove outdated beer from time to time, to make sure the customers get what they're paying for, fresh beer. The Coors people told the court that they had a special problem. It seems theirs is the only beer in America that is unpasteurized. It's made by the so-called aseptic process. This gives it a particular flavor. The trouble is that the unpasteurized product must be transported only under refrigeration, or it'll begin to deteriorate well before the normal shelf life limit. To complicate the problem, Coors has only one brewery, and it's in the Rocky Mountains. They claim that refrigerated transportation isn't always available for hauling their beer nearly 2,000 miles to the East Coast. So for many years, they've restricted themselves to being a regional brand, selling only in 11 western states where they felt they could be sure of delivering their product under the proper conditions. Thirsty Easterners, meanwhile, were paying about four times as much as Westerners for the occasional deliveries of the brewery's suds that somehow found their way eastward. The judge was unmoved by the brewery's argument. His ruling was that the Coors firm was engaged in what were called illegal, anti-competitive business practices. Now, that's a little odd when you consider that this firm is operating in a highly competitive field in which all the competing companies clamor vigorously for the public's attention and its favor. In fact, it's precisely because they have been successfully competitive that Coors has risen to become the nation's fourth largest brewer, even though it's regional rather than national in scope. Presumably, the court case will be appealed, so the final outcome can't be predicted. Meanwhile, those thirsty Easterners may get that Rocky Mountain brew they've been wanting, but will the brewer be able to deliver it in the condition in which they'll want to drink it? You know, the judge didn't offer any suggestions about that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. My name is Kevin Will with special guests, multiple guests. I am forced out of the studio because of all the guests in the main studio, and Riley, he is going to be in the main controls today. So we have the boys are back, and again, a couple of new guests to join. And what I will have Riley do is introduce them, and then kind of update of from the last time they were on here. They remember they just graduating from school and moving on, and have some things in the summer that they did, including some 4th of July things. So, Riley, your turn, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. My name's Raleigh, and today with me, I have Bishop, Finn, and a newcomer, Zach, who wasn't with us on our last appearance. We were here last month. And the fair's coming up soon. That's a fun thing to do in the summer. So, Bishop, what's your favorite thing to do at the fair?
My favorite thing to do at the fair is the rides, because you know, they have a wide variety ranging from the Ferris wheel to the zipper, which is, they're all just really fun. And also the food there is great. They have like barbecue, and they also have churros. So yeah, that's my favorite thing to do at the fair.
I really just like just hanging out with friends at the fair.
Yeah.
That's just the best part about it, in my opinion. The rides are good, too. I really like the Pharaoh boat ride. And then I just think that the music will be really well, too, like the concerts, because we have a lot of good just people. And
big artists.
Like, yeah, big artists. Like Phil Wickham and Lainey Wilson, so I think it'll go really well.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know why we have so many big artists in our small town.
Yeah.
Who did we have? We had Jelly Roll, right? I know Ice Cube is coming.
Yeah.
We had, like, Pitbull. Yeah, a whole bunch of huge artists.
Yeah, definitely artists a lot bigger.
All right. Well, guys, I'll give you a little bit of history here. If you, you know, when you talk about the big artists, because we had the CEO of the California Mid-State Fair on last Monday, and that was a question that came up. And one of the reasons for it, that in our small little town here that we give such big names for artists, a couple of reasons. One is because we can fill a lot of seats, and the other is the reputation of the California Mid-State Fair within the entertainment industry is outstanding. So, and this goes back all the way to when the first big artist came, and that would be a person you probably don't know is Buck Owens back in 1969.
Well, speaking about the history of the fair, it's celebrating its 80th anniversary, and the theme is 1980s. My favorite thing to do at the fair is mostly just, like Zach said, you know, hang out with friends. I'm not really into the rides, you know. What's your favorite rides?
For me, my favorite ride is the Zipper, because some of the rides, they have, like, really long lines. Yeah. And it feels like the wait just isn't worth it. But the Zipper, it's fun because it just, you go upside down, and that's, I feel like that's, like, the main attraction to the fair. Like, all the other rides are, like, well-known, but the Zipper, I think, is just, like, has the biggest line and is, yeah, the, in my opinion, best ride there.
Yeah. You wouldn't catch me going on that.
Yeah. Zach, what's your favorite ride?
Well, like I said, I like the Ferro boat one. But the Ferris wheel is also good, just like if you want a slow ride, it just has like a good view.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm not big on rides, but don't they, maybe not for the Zipper, but don't they like put in new rides every year?
Yeah, they sort of switch it up sometimes. I used to be really into the rides, but now I've sort of calmed down on them. The other year, I entered my chicken's eggs into the egg competition, like for inspection, and I won $11.
Did they do you remember if they added a ride last year?
Added a ride last year. Probably they did.
Do you remember the last time they added one?
Not really. I mean, for me, they all kind of blend together. Yeah.
It's not like I really remember any of, like, too much of the rides that are there. I think they added, like, a water one or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they have a couple water ones. I think there's one. It's the Pirates of the Caribbean one. That's one of the main water ones they have there.
Yeah.
One of you mentioned earlier about the concerts, you know, and how do they get that. Do any of you have gone or plan to attend any of the shows?
I have not gone to one of them. I haven't gone to a concert in general, so.
I went to one last year. I don't know the name of who performed, but I remember it was country, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah, I haven't been to any of the fair concerts, and I'm not sure if I'm really planning to.
Yeah.
There's not, like, I don't think that there's any artists that I really like coming anytime soon. But, yeah, I haven't really gone on any or to any concerts.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to a fair concert before either.
Yeah.
But I would like to go to one this year, probably, but I don't think I am, so.
Yeah, well, the fair is a fun thing to do, you know, walk around the display barns and stuff. Another fun thing to do during the summer is the ravine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to the ravine after this, all of us.
Yeah, yeah, what are your favorite things to do at the ravine?
Well, the rides, definitely. I mean,
yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well, what are your favorite rides there?
My favorites are the Anaconda, and the nickname for one of them is the Toilet Bowl. And it's just this huge bowl, you know. I used to, like, stand up in it and stuff, but they're really tightening down on those, you know, restriction rules for, like, what you can and can't do because, like, a couple kids got injured on it.
Yeah, my favorite rides, I'd have to agree with you. The Anaconda is definitely one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Also, like, I think it's called, it's the long, the wedgie, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Like it because it's fast, and while it's a little short, it's still very fun.
Mm-hmm. There's never really a long line for the wedgie, so.
There isn't.
Compared to the other ones.
Yeah. Zach, what is your favorite ride there?
I also really like the wedgie. I like the toilet bowl too, though. Those are kind of like tied for first. I don't really have a main favorite, but yeah, those are my tops.
They also added a ride a couple years ago called the Sidewinder, the blue one.
Yeah, that's the one that consistently has the longest line at the top. I think there's three at the top, and that one is by far the longest line for one. But it's also very fun. So Finn, what are your favorite rides at the ravine?
What's it called? Like the ketchup and mustard?
Yeah, it's right next to the Anaconda, the one on the like wooden little thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. I also did the Godzilla. What's the real name for that one?
Like, is it the one where there's four of the like foam rides? Like the four a foam
Yeah,
like
for
the mats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one's like the Quadzilla or something. Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hey, you guys, what have you been doing since your last day of school?
Preparation.
For school?
For this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've done a couple practice sessions of this.
Yeah, a couple practice runs, you know.
But you've gotten out, and you know, one of you went clear on the other side of the world, and you got some trips coming up, and some other things planned. Because for you guys, does the summer go by fast or does it go by slow?
For me, the summer goes by not like it doesn't go by fast if you're doing new things, but if you're like just staying home and just relaxing, it goes by fast.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes we hear that the, well, let me just ask, are you at any time during the summer vacation bored?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So you'd rather be back in school?
No.
Yeah, no.
That's when we, you know, plan these things to, like, meet up and practice on, you know, talking about this show.
Okay. And then before the fair, though, I guess you guys enjoyed or participated some way or the other of the celebration of 250 years of the United States.
Yeah. 4th of July was a pretty big deal this year, you know, and in that 250th, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was... Did you do, like, fireworks to celebrate?
No. I was at Hume Lake with ABC Church, my youth group. That was the first time I was in the high school area, and we got a lot more freedom, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Finn, you went with Raleigh to the Hume, didn't you, right?
Yeah, I did, but I was in the middle school camp.
Yeah, I had to visit him, like, every, like, day.
How was it?
I don't know. I mean, my experience in the middle school camp, it wasn't as good as the last times I was with, Raleigh and some more friends, but it was still fun.
Raleigh, yeah. What about you?
For me, it was definitely like, it renewed my love for Hume. You know, because we got a lot more, you know, freedom, and like, you know, you could rent out paddle boards or like paddle boats. That was very fun to do, you know, and it was sort of it was nice because you know, you get to celebrate the 4th of July there. They have like a parade on the 3rd. Yeah.
Okay, guys, I got a question for you regarding the 4th of July. You know, you have the, you know, the fireworks and the hot dogs and all the food that go along with it. But in your age group, is there ever any talk regarding the historical or the importance or what you may even think or know about the 4th of July as far as the celebrations and the history?
Yeah, I think that the history of America is very important to understand, you know, when celebrating the 4th of July. I was glad to see fireworks stand still up even after that, you know, tragedy at the feed and grain store last year.
Right. You lived, did any of you other guys attend any of the local celebration of 4th of July?
I didn't. Did either of you?
No. I was out of town with my family. We went on a trip up to Yosemite, so.
How was that?
It was fun. We did a lot of hiking, and yeah, we stayed at a cabin, and it was fun.
Do they do any, like, celebrations up there, like fireworks?
We were in a cabin by Bass Lake, and they do a really big fireworks show, and we were going to go, but it was, like, really crowded. So
could you see it in the sky?
No, we were too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you guys hear the fireworks, like, during the night of 4th?
You could, like, barely hear them, but, yeah, in the distance, you could hear.
Finn and Rolly, did you guys hear it?
Not really. I think that, you know, fireworks are sort of unofficially, you know, sort of like banned a little bit. You know, it's a very high fire area, Hume is. You know, it's in the mountains, a bunch of trees, so.
Yeah, I don't think that they did any fireworks.
Yeah.
I think up in, like, the entire night, there wasn't a stop until the morning. It just was boom after boom all night.
Yeah, I watched the fireworks show at the White House, and that was pretty cool to see. And apparently they were, like...
On television, you weren't at the White House.
Yes, on television. And they were firing, I think they said, 400 fireworks a second. So it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I wish I could have watched that. That sounded very, you know, entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Was it like... So it was 400 fireworks a second?
Yeah.
400 fireworks a second. How did that look?
It was really cool.
Layered and stuff?
Yeah, they just one after another. So a lot of them went at the same time, and it was just, yeah, a big explosion. So it was really cool to see.
What do you guys think of, did they make fireworks illegal in Templeton?
I don't think so. I saw them selling them on Main Street before I left for Hume. So,
okay. Well, like the fireworks that go into the air, are those? Because I heard that those are like they have restrictions on those.
Yeah, there are restrictions in most of the cities, even unincorporated cities here in the county, and that would include safe and sane fireworks. Now, what do you guys think about that ban?
I really enjoy fireworks. So,
I mean, in like drier areas where. Like fire,
yeah,
is easily, like, could easily happen. Then I get the restrictions on those, but in places that's like, there's not a lot of dead grass that could catch on fire.
Yeah,
I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely been my favorite part of 4th of July, fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be back in a couple minutes for an ad break.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with the group, the boys, in the Sound Off studio, and Riley and your buddies in there. I want to ask you a question about something I think you brought up last time you were on the air, that most of you are not on social media. Am I incorrect or is it correct?
I have a YouTube channel, and that's where I have a film collecting hobby, you know, for projectors, you know, older things.
But when I say social media, I'm talking that most people, when we think of it, is the almost constant communication with friends, family, or even strangers and so forth. Are you guys on or off that most of the time?
I'm mostly off of that.
How about the other guys?
I would say I'm like 50-50, I would say. Sometimes I'm mainly off, though.
Yeah, I've dabbled a little bit.
All right, what about the others?
Not really. I haven't done any of that.
Okay. Now in your school, because I think that you can't use your cell phones anymore in school. That's coming up for you when you go back to school, because that's a new rule in California. How do you think? At the schools that you were, or the school that you were at, was that even a problem with any of your classmates?
I think, you know, like occasionally you see a student in the bathroom, you know, using his phone.
But not in the classroom?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't have, there was no issues in any of the classes that you took?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have strict rules, and also I'm guessing that also the rules from your parents as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's my parents have rules about like restrictions on like daily screen time use, like how long I can be on the internet, which is a very good rule. I think that should be incorporated into every child's life.
Why do you think so?
I think because being on the internet constantly could lead to attention span dropping, and which is not that's not good for school, because they don't like it can lead to like not liking learning school, which already has seemed to happen.
Yeah, not many people like school, so that's gonna, you know, make it even more difficult, you know.
Yeah, school's an important part of life, because like you need to go to a good college if you want like a high paying job, so that you can live a life that you would want to,
or at least that's what they say.
Well, yeah, because you have your trade schools where, yeah, those people can do very well. Now when you're referring to the school, I'm assuming you like some classes and you don't like others, right?
Yes.
Yep, some classes aren't as I feel like some classes aren't as, not to say like important as others, but don't like it depending on what you're trying to do. Like if you're trying to do if you're trying to become a teacher, then some classes just won't help you achieve that.
Yeah, I think a lot of the class depends on the teacher. Like, if you like the teacher, then you will probably like that class. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that changes a lot in academics, whether you're actually kind of having a good time, but you know, that's not always going to be the case.
The teacher is, like, very important, because if you have a teacher that they don't, like, treat you well, then you're not going to like going to that class, and you probably won't, like, value it as much as you do for other classes with teachers who, like, seem to care or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, they're pretty much people who choose what you're going to learn, you know?
Well, let me ask you this question about the teachers, and again, we're no names here, guys. Are there some teachers that you've had or had that or you know that you'll be getting that may be more strict than others, but the kids still like them?
Yeah, I think that some, they can't be too loose with their teaching. I think that being a little bit strict is always good.
It's helpful, you know, keeps everybody in line. But, you know, like, we've had some teachers this past year, you know, they're a little bit too strict.
Yeah, most teachers are all different in their teaching styles. Like, if they are more controlling over, like, you know, not paying attention in class or goofing off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have a preference of what type of teacher? You know, again, strict isn't the worst thing in the world, but is it, what attracts you? Is it just the personality, or is it a combination of that and the subject matter?
For me, it's a combination, because if they're, like, if they don't, like, teach well, like, don't explain or give, like, stuff that makes you want to learn it, then it's not great. But if they're, like, you know, a good, like, attitude about you, like, getting a question wrong is, if they're, like, you did it, if they're mean about it, then, you know, that's not great. But some teachers that are, I like more because they understand that you won't get everything right, or you won't learn it perfectly.
I think it's good when a teacher is strict enough to where you can still learn. Like, if there's a kid in the back that's goofing off and it's hard for you to,
like,
pay attention, then I think it's good for them to, like, keep that in line so that, you know, it stays flowing.
I just remembered, backtracking here a little bit, you know, the zipper, my dad threw up on the zipper. Pretty grim story.
Oh, yeah. One of my classmates from last year, right as they got, I was one spot before them, so I would have, like, been on the, because they go in, like, sections of people, since there's multiple, like, carts or capsules. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like 20 people go on at a time. And I was one off from being with him, and he threw up, so.
Oh, no.
Wait, where's the zipper again? Like, what is this?
It's the,
Oh, the fair, right.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Ferris wheel, like, but, like.
It's like a more extreme Ferris wheel that goes upside down.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys prefer the faster rides that go upside down and all that, or I think one of the, one of you guys mentioned that they like the Ferris wheel. Which is the best?
I like a mix of both.
I like rides that are more, like, fast instead of, like the Ferris wheel is fun for the views or the sights, but fast rides, it just gets me, like, it's more fun, you know? Like, it makes my mood better. So I like them, yeah.
I really like going fast, but I don't like being in the air, really. I don't like heights. So that's one of the main reasons I'm not one for rides.
Yeah.
I like rides.
We all do.
That
go upside down, but sometimes they get motion sick, so.
Coming to the end here, Zach.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing this time on Sound Off with us. And we'll be quick to make another appearance.
All righty, and coming up, Susanna will be on with Peter Verbeke. He is running against Jimmy Panetta's seat. That's following the news at the top of the hour here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.